Good afternoon and welcome to TMEA 2016. I'm Dr. Stephen Crawford from the University of Mary Hardin Baylor. We'd like to welcome you to the session entitled What You Should Know About the Music Business Degree. Presenting this session is our clinician, Dr. Fred Kirsten from Boston University. I'd like to give you a little bio on Dr. Kirsten. Dr. Fred Kirsten is currently and has been for 7 years an online graduate facilitator for Boston University. He works with graduate music education majors around the world who are completing their master's and doctorate degrees in music education. As a veteran of public school music teaching in choral, general, and instrumental areas, Fred has taught music from nursery to kindergarten through the graduate levels. His doctoral dissertation focused on music for the visually impaired and was developed from his many years of teaching music to students with exceptionalities. A current student of music business, Fred is a frequent presenter at NAMM for the Generation Next Music Business Program. He's a certified superintendent of schools, chief school officer in New York State. He holds 5 degrees in music and music education and has over 10 years of experience in working with music education students, teaching internships at the public school and collegiate levels. Please welcome Dr. Fred Kirsten.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, Stephen. Very, very good. I appreciate so much that introduction. And you know, it's really great because I got a chance to meet everybody in here. I got a chance to work with a diversity of people here because we have a parent, we have students who are thinking about going to music business, and we have some teachers, which is really great. So the direction is going to be sort of aimed informally at the students, what you would say to the students, I'm so happy I got students here, okay, because I could talk to you as I would be talking to students, okay, so that's sort of good my direction as I go. So why did I get started on this project? Well, my students are teachers all over the world, okay, and so they asked me about music business degrees, and I said, I don't know. I really don't know anything about them, okay? And I have 5 degrees in hand and all this wonderful stuff that I can put on my resume, and I had no knowledge of music business degrees at all. Okay, nothing, okay? And so here are my music teacher that I communicated with, and I asked them, well, what do you know about the music business? And they had no coursework at all in the music business field. So when their students asked them about music business, they had no information to give them. Okay, and I think of the person I just talked to back there. Okay, what do I say to them or what do they say? So then I started to do some research on this. And I'm going to try to orient my presentation to you if you are a secondary school student, which will also help you people who are teaching now because I'm going to give you things that you can say to your students, okay, if it's your direction to go out. I've given you a very strong handout. The handout will give you a lot of information, will help your kids go ahead as they go. And also, you high school students who are here, fantastic. You can get the information that you can look forward to and do some research on. One other thing, the handout is all up online in digital format. If you look on the front of your handout, I've given you a resource where you can find the location. Go up there and get the digital version. Why? Because then you can click on all the various things that I'm talking about, and you don't have to type in all those hieroglyphics, you know, to get the information in. Okay, so it's there for you, and certainly look as you go online. So, who are you? What do you want to do in the future, tentatively? This is a question when involved with music business you've got to start to answer. Now, obviously, I can't say to a high school student, well, what are you going to do in 4 years? Because I don't know what I'm going to do in the next 2 years, okay? So you've got to start thinking ahead a little bit. You can't be very specific, but you can start to look ahead a little bit. And I'm starting with everybody at one common area, a music teacher. We have people in this room who are music teachers, and many of you, if you're high school students, have worked with music teachers throughout your entire career, okay? Well, this is a good job to look at. Certainly, you can be a music teacher. You can get tenure. It used to be quite secure, but it's still pretty secure now. And you can get a job, and you're going to teach the majority of your life. and then you're going to get a pension and perhaps settle into the community. You're going to raise a family. You're going to work or direct a band or a chorus or a high school group, and you might teach general music. Those are all good things to start with. Well, there's some problems. A degree can take 5 years, probably now, because you've got to get a master's degree. You've got to take education courses. This can be a problem, because education courses sometimes don't have any music background or aspects in it. So you probably might want to be involved with those types of courses. But to get your state certification, you have to. And so you're continually updating your education. Well, do you want to be a performer? Well, this is something that is very cool, too. There's all types of performance degrees out there. You can go for a four-year degree in performance, which is really cool. And it's great because you are constantly playing. You're expressing yourself creatively, and you are playing with exciting bands, if you get into that aspect, or if you're a vocal person for the same thing. And you're always getting constant accolades to your musical abilities. Of course, if you lay a few clams when you're playing on the stage, you might not get those accolades, okay? But this is the direction that you could go. So, the problems with being a performer and getting a degree in performance. The gigs can be sporadic, okay? Another thing, many times they're not secure. You have to continually practice. You have to locate these gigs, and probably there's no pension. All right, or if you get a 401k, if you follow the stock market, you know the 401k people are going like this right now because of some of the things that are happening. You may have to travel on the road much of the time. So if you have a family and a home, this can be a problem to you. So you say, okay, well, I will work in the music industry. Okay, I can become a salesman. Okay, a music store. I can open my own store if I want to. Okay, and then you ask the question, do I have to have a music business degree? And this is a controversial topic. And I've given you resources and information from Heather McDonald. It's in your handout, and you'll see it online. And she asked the question, do you have to have a degree at all to work in the music business? And the answer is yes, sometimes, but not always. And it's really a short answer. It's not that simple, because what in music industry job do you want to get is your goal. You've got to develop it. And if I could do anything for anybody in this room today, I've got to get you starting to think. Okay? And I know when I talked earlier to one of you, that's the direction you got to do. Okay? You can't be specific, obviously, but start to think what I'm giving you. Because many who run music businesses don't require a music business degree. Okay? What they want is experience. So, why get a music business degree? Well, there's stiff competition for positions. There's higher standards of entry now as a person starts to get involved with a degree. Obviously, there's more people, so the screening can become more stringent. And there's also a need for advancement. You are going into a business which is changing drastically, and I'll show you that as we go. You're not going all the way to the top. You are going to slide. You're going to slide laterally, okay? Another type of position with some of the abilities that you have might open in another type of music business field. And you've got to have the background to be able to slide with it, okay? So this is the direction why the degree is important. You are developing one word, versatility, okay? Because then you can move each direction you want if something comes up. This is becoming a more advanced market because of all the technical standards that are starting to happen. This little machine has revolutionized the entire business. Okay? Big time. And I'll show you exactly how, especially when we get into sound technology. So what do you look for as you look for a various school and you go out? Well, one thing you want to do is look at that school to see what type of alumni business participation continues on after the alumni graduate. Did they go through the school and did they get a job? Okay, very important, because you can go to schools and not end up in the employment market. And obviously, this is everybody wants to go, right? I mean, you want to eat, okay, hopefully. Okay, so you want to see alumni who are coming back and participating and communicating with you as a student. You want to see intense outside business interaction with you while you're a student. Professionals coming to the classes, talking to you, networking with you, because that way you can get a job when you get out. You got somebody who's talked to you, and they can recommend you and tell you a little bit about what's really going on. You want a music business school that probably has access to a music studio. It may have a record label on campus. Why is that valuable? Because then you can see how the process works. Okay, you can see how the promotion goes out. If you're getting involved with PR, you can see how the finance works. Okay, because how do they finance the record? They want to see how it is promoted out and what the success it will have. So you may find a school that has some type of business that's run by you as a student. You want to find internships throughout the curriculum, and I'm going to talk about those in a second. An internship is essentially like student teaching. You go out in the business, you don't get paid, but you work, you get credit at the college, and you find out about that business, so you have some real background when you go out into the business, which is a very important aspect to go. You want faculty who have extensive experience in music business. You want people who are doing it, okay? Because the industry changes so rapidly. If you have just people who are working with just the book aspect, this is rather very wonderful. But you want people who know the business so they can talk to you about what is going on, and the big word is now. And lastly, you're looking for accreditation and certification, because what is starting to happen now, we are getting more and more schools that are getting involved with music business. So you've got tremendous options, but if you've got a certification or some type of evaluation of that school, that's wonderful, because they've looked at it and said, this is a good school to go to, and I'm going to talk about it and show you how you can work with that as you go. McDonald says, it's got to offer you a lot of experience outside of the classroom. She says one thing, and this is her quote, stay away. If no history of placing their students in internship during schools is available, and they don't get jobs after graduation. And she indicates any degree program worth its salt will provide you with plenty to put on your resume while you are in school. So, folks, we are now at what I call hump day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
And it's hump day, okay? And I call that the internship, okay? Because you're going from your 4 years of school, looking at the book and all that good stuff that you did on campus, to try it into the real world, okay? You're going over that hump and out into the business. And it will give you music business experience, it will give connections, networking, and you're going to learn various standard practices that are out there. And I'm going to show you a school that I like very much. And this is a model school. I'm not selling it, okay? I'm not being paid to promote Belmont University, okay? But it's got a lot of great things to look at if you want a model to look at. There are several tracks. The students then can prepare for work in various sectors. So if they want to go in PR, or if they want to go into audio, or they want to do something with copyright, these are all things that are there for them to go during that four-year time there. They have a faculty of professionals with experience in various aspects of the music business field. So you've got a prof who's been out there who can tell you about what goes on. The students don't have to be musical performers. Now, Belmont, a lot of the students are musical performers because you want to continue your music, right? You want to play. I mean, that's why most of us are in this room right now anyway, okay? But you have an option. If you want to go into music business, you know your direction, you can spend your 4 years working in that area. And this is a distinct advantage because then you can work on the music business side of things. You have any student who wants to perform an internship can do so, and they can start to work in their junior year, which is cool. Because they can range from a local job in a music business to something all the way around the world, and you get credit for it. And so you can have up to 10 internships when you're on campus. Remember what McDonald said about experience, okay? Then you're getting your experience besides and getting your credit. So this is something they work with. Now, obviously, they are in a fantastic location. But this is something also to think about. They are in Nashville. And obviously, Nashville is a place where there are so many wonderful opportunities for people who want to get into the profession. Because you're always experiencing things that are local and are all quality. They run what's called the Belmont Cafe. And they have open mic nights for various national artists and various bands that come through. And also they have two recording studios. They run Belmont Studio A, which is a fully functioning studio, meaning it makes money and supports itself. And they get people like Sheryl Crow and David Matthews and various people who come in and record there. And they also work with what is called the Country Music Hall of Fame, which is RCA Studio B. And that's where Elvis got started. So they have all types of wonderful opportunities of tradition to follow up on. So the type of internships you would be involved with. Well, you might get something, for example, as a D-turn in New York where you are working backstage with the music, film, industry, advertising, and various online promotions. That's one aspect that is out there. You might become a music news writer. Okay? Cool. Okay? PR. Any people very strong in publication and writing in here? Okay? Cool. This is a great area, a great aptitude to have. Bravo. You might work as a music PR person in the stunt company in Brooklyn, New York, which is another one that is out there. You might be able to be a feature documentary film assistant. Really cool. You learn to do it from films on up. Or you might become an audio engineering intern at a Grammy studio in California, Woodlands Hill, California. You can't have that one. Why? Because it's mine. Right? Now, the reason I say that, I want to emphasize to you the direction of you looking at yourself. And when I started to get involved with this music business thing, I said to myself, okay, Fred, you've taught elementary school music for the majority of your life. What do you know that you can do to get in the music business industry? And I went, duh. And then I thought, I've been playing with this machine for 18 years. And on my computer right now is Pro Tools and Pro Tools Free. Okay? And I just downloaded audio for Logic Pro 10. Okay? And I've got all these skills there. If I wanted to go into that internship, I could do so. Okay? Now, obviously, I'm not. Okay? So it's yours. Okay? But anyway, my direction to you is all of you think about what you've got and you bring to it. I'm going to talk about aptitude with this in a second. Another group that's out there is the Warner Music Group. If you can get an internship with the Warner Music Group, this is phenomenal because they have locations all over the world. So they see you in operation. They work with you, and this gives you an opportunity for a job if it opens up. You've got people who see you and see what you can do. So, for example, you might get a promotions assistant at Roadrunner Records, okay, which would be cool, and that's in New York. Or you might get an internship in Nashville working with the Warner Music Group there. Or, really cool, software engineer, okay, big thing. If you've got that aptitude, it is something to look at. I want to show you the requirements from the NAMM. Everybody knows what NAMM is? Okay? The National Association of Music Merchants. It's sort of the big grandfather parent group that's out there. And they do all types of things to help as a professional service organization to build certified people who know a background with music business. Okay? And they offer internships. Now, I think it's interesting as you watch the information I'm going to show you, see if you can locate the one thing that is missing. You've got to have clerical skills. You've got to have computer skills. You've got to be proficient in Microsoft Word, email, and so forth. You've got to have basic requirements, team-oriented, customer service skills, time management skills, verbal and written communication skills, organization skills, flexibility, multiple projects, frequent interruptions, ability to prioritize multiple projects, and professional appearance and attitude. What's missing? M-U-S. I see. Okay? Go ahead.
Educational as well.
Yeah, very true. But the word music, okay, there's nothing there for music, okay? This is something you got to start to think about, because as you start to go in the music business area, there are other things besides music. And I'm going to get into that quite extensively with aptitude now. Because you've got to think, if I do anything for you, or if you're a teacher or a student here, think about what you want to do in the future, okay? What makes you want to be a music business person? And I'm starting at a level we all have. Can you play at a high level of proficiency? I started that way. All the kids who went through high school started that way. The music teachers all started that way. And then I asked one question. Is that important? Why do I ask that? Because as you get into music business, you're trying to relate to the dedication and frustration of developing and maintaining those musical skills, not of yourself, but of somebody else. Why? Because you're providing services, you're providing materials, you're providing music, you're providing all types of equipment for somebody else. So this is a direction you've got to think about if you want to do this and get into the business. Are you data-oriented? Okay? Many people are very valued working with data. They love it. Great. They've got a good opportunity, aptitude to go out because they're working with this machine here and they're getting involved with inventories and all things that if they're not correct in that, they're going to have problems. Another aspect, can you work well with computers? Okay, if you love the computer, you got a great future to go out into the music business industry because there's a lot of things you can do with it. Are you skilled in editing digital audio? Any digital audio guys or people in here who are playing with it? Something to look at. There's a software called Audacity. Anybody work with that? Okay, great. Okay, if you worked with Audacity, you know what to do with digital audio. Now, you don't have to be a standard, solid person in this area, but it gives you an idea of what is starting to happen with producing musical pieces of music and the audio and the recordings are out there. You may end up supervising somebody who is working and making digital audio. So if you've got an idea of what's going on, this is something that you can do. Can you work with multimedia software? The new word in education, everything is, starts with a V, video. Because right now, if you've been past a person who's worked with software in the past, you know you have all these things. You go to menu A, and you click here, and you do this to set it up. Not anymore. Because now you'll find tons and tons of videos on how to specifically set up a computer or promotion. Or education. We've got videos that are coming out now, and education is now going a new direction. Okay, so if you can run these things, if you are working in music business, you might be promoting your own school or your own shop or whatever direction you're in, or you're an orchestra or your own. So this is something. If you work with that multimedia software, it's a great thing to have. Are you good at math? Well, why am I music? Well, I'll tell you, folks. I flunked elementary algebra, and then I went on to trigonometry. Well, guess what happened to trigonometry? I didn't make it. And then when it came to solid geometry, I honest to God thought about leaving school, high school, okay? Seriously, no games. I mean, my father was insane because my father was a math guy. And Fred was pushed into his thing, you know. He could do all of that, man. And that. And here's his oldest son that he's brought up, wants to play the saxophone. So, I mean, I went through New York schools with what's called a Circle 65, okay? Meaning that I passed with a 65, circled meant I had 63 on up. So, I mean, that's where I was. But the direction, so I figured when I get into music business, boy, I have to worry about that math stuff, you know, I just blow my horn, all right? But are you good at math? And I'm going to show that how that's going to help you in a second. Can you balance a checkbook? Well, boy, oh boy, if you're running a business, you'd be able to do something like that. Can you develop a personal budget? Okay, explain it and stick with it, okay? Very important aspect if you are working with stores or inventories and what you are doing selling. Especially if you've got to work with a group of individuals with three letters. IRS. Okay. So anyway, that's something to start to think about. What type of leadership activities are or were you involved when you were in high school? I have now been communicating with admissions counselors for music business programs. They ask that question. What did you do when you were in high school? Were you a secretary of your senior class? Were you a president? Were you a treasurer? All types of things, because they get an idea of what you can do when you get towards their program. So be aware that they will ask that type of question. Can you write well? Can you publicize a band where you are working with? Okay? Very good. Okay? This is an aptitude you have. Do people look to you as a personality, as a friend, and a leader? I know that Stephen knows a person by the name of Sandy Felstein, okay, because he's a percussionist. Sandy went through school with me, and I started with him as a freshman. He's not with us anymore, but he ended up as the CEO of Warner, and he was president of Carl Fisher, okay, and very major organizations. But he had an interesting personality, because besides being able to play well, he was able to communicate with you about his ability, about abilities in music. When I was a freshman sophomore, I was having a problem with organ. I was having a problem playing 3-on-2, okay? And Sandy, I came to, he said, I was doing this problem, and he said, well, do it this way, okay? And he showed me how to start to work with the 3-on-2. Okay, see him about 3 weeks later. Okay, I was a little peon on campus at that particular time. And he'd go, hey, Brett, how are you doing with doing the 3-on-2? Show me what you could do with it. Okay, now this was his personality. He had the chops. Okay, he was able to publish it and have this phenomenal group of your percussionists. You know, you've done something with Sandy Felstein, or if you've done Elementary Band or Alfred or any of these things. But he had a way about him of communicating with you. And I think this is a personality aspect that is a very more important thing as you start to get involved with music business. So let's look at some jobs, okay, what you are out there to look at. I've given you the Western Illinois University URL in your handout, and it's up online. Click at it because you get an idea now. I think a question was asked, what type of jobs that I might be looking at, or what area that I work. You mentioned you wanted to be thinking about instrumental repair, I believe, right? And also of being able to work with other aspects of the music field. So this is something that you got to do. And you might be involved, you might become an artist manager, okay? And you would then assist musicians and bands in planning their career. Okay, you would then be paid a percentage of the overall income that this type of job the artist would generate. Okay, and you're the artist's number one supporter, you're well organized, and you have to access contacts in the field. You might get involved in arts administration, and this is the nonprofit side. You might work with a local band or a local chorus or an orchestra. And what you're going to be is the main person who is working and building their support. So that you will be working with fundraising. Okay, there's our money coming, folks. There's our math. Possess strong writing skills. Okay, keen understanding of the audience. Develop programs and activities to build the audience space. Or you might get involved with music products. Now, everybody immediately thinks about selling the product, okay? This is over-the-counter sales. But there's a lot of other areas that you can get in. You might work with a manufacturer or a retailer, and you look at the product and see what the product does, okay? See what is there, what is the advantage and the disadvantage, and then you write up some type of a blurb that might become a video that will sell that product, or some type of information that you could share out with the music educators. Music publishing. This sounds a little dry, okay, but I know many people have gotten into it and they like it because you're working with the copyright. And you're also working with following the money, how the song would be developed. That's another area which is cool. And you might get involved with the recording industry. Now, the recording industry, I think, is quite interesting because it is changing. And this is one area you've got to be involved with. Because as you start to get involved now with peer-to-peer downloading, you can actually be a person who is out there doing your own promotion. Okay? Many of you people might be involved with making your records, your CDs, and publishing them and working online. Big difference than when you used to go through a record, you had to have the record, you had to record it in some type of industry location, and then publish it out. So there's a no direction that's starting to happen with the recording industry. And the last thing, concert promotion. I think this is important because you're getting involved with touring. You're renting out facilities. You're hiring acts. You're marketing the acts. You're collecting income. All things that are types of jobs that you can work with as you get in the field. So what type of degrees are there? Okay, well, there's a lot of different ones. You can get a baccalaureate with a music business minor. Or you can get a baccalaureate with an audio specialty. And I'm going to show you that in a second. The newest direction is an associate degree through a community college. And this is also really cool, because what you can do is start taking credits in the community college that's close to you, and then you can work, okay, and you can get your degree. It takes you 2 years to get through, but then if you want to go on to a four-year school, you can do that. So what are you getting? You're getting your education, and you're also getting that one word that's predominant throughout my presentation, experience. Okay, very important direction to go. You can go online, and I'm going to show you one in just a second. Or you can get a music business degree with a business management minor. Very important aspect, because what you can do is take courses that are oriented specifically at music business. And what you can do then is, if you want to slide, like I said initially, back and forth between different types of areas, you don't have to stay with music business. You've got courses involved with economics and finance and things like that that you can apply and go to another type of occupation if you want. Okay, so that's another important aspect to work with. Full Sail University is online. They offer you a music business degree, a BA or a BS. It takes you 152 credits, or approximately 2 years and 8 months to complete. That's pretty good, okay, when you think about a four-year degree, when if you're going to be able to work at home or work from home, that's going to save you a lot of bread about going on to college. So be aware of that, and they're doing quite well with their programs that are out there. I mentioned Belmont again, I'm not trying to sell it again, but I want to bring it up to you to see what's out there. They offer what is called an audio engineering degree, okay, and BA and BS. And I want to show you some of the type of courses you're going to be involved with. Introduction to Physics. Pre-calculus Mathematics. Wow, man, I'm done, okay? Forget solid geometry, calculus. I think that's when you use the calculator or something. Anyway, then you will take a course in Survey and Reporting Industry, Physics for Audio Engineering. Okay, my point being is you've got to do more than move those sliders when you get on the board. Okay? And you notice the amount of important things that are starting to happen now. I've given you the MIA list. This is the Music and Entertainment Industry Education Association. Go to that list, because it's on my a digital version online. What you can do then is you can look at any of the schools that are voluntary, and these are pretty good schools, and you can find out about what types of situations they have. For example, if I went to Anderson University, I'd find they all have a School of Music, okay, so you can do music things, and a Baccalaureate of Arts. They have a major in music business, and then if you go online, you can click on their link, and you can look at their program. And if you'll notice, all these schools on this list, folks, are all some of the best ones in the country. So this will give you something to compare with. You've got to go out, and you've got to look at them as you go. Types of courses you're going to take. Well, one thing you're going to be working with is working with the technology aspect, because this is a very, very important aspect right now. You're going to take courses in leadership and problem-solving skills, because you are now going to be managing an artist, or you're going to be working in organizing music events. Types of courses: music business technology, legal aspects of the music industry, copyright, big thing, music advertising, music industry, huge, artist rights. Boy, oh boy, you want to get into some really good, interesting reading. Start reading about people's rights and the type of lawsuits that come out, because, you know, they make that music, that's there. Wow, that is something to look forward to. Very interesting thing that goes on. And, of course, music merchandising, which is out there. I'm going to show you three or four different schools, and I started with Belmont because I'll show you the type of courses you're getting involved with in their BA, BS, Entertainment Industry Studies. You're going to take courses, for example, involves in public relations. You're going to work with economics, financing, accounting, and then you're also going to get involved with the entertainment industry and various aspects such as entertainment distribution and promotion, all types of things there. I went to this school, and I wanted to show you the Mankato School because this is sort of interesting. Some of you would like to go through and get a degree where you're having music strengths and also music business strengths. Mankato College is in Minnesota, okay? So make sure that you pack your boots and gloves and your long johns, okay? Very important things to have if you want to go into music business industry and go through Mankato College. It is cold. Believe me, it's cold with it. But you start as a baccalaureate student as a freshman, and you're going to have your music theory. You're going to take oral skills, private lesson, probably play in some type of ensemble, and then start your music business, which is a foundation's course. Okay? So by the time you get to your fall semester of your senior year, you're going to be in an ensemble. You're going to do some projects in music industry. You're going to have your recital, and then you probably take a general education course. And then when you get to be a senior, you're going to go out and do your internship in some location. Another great site to look at is Western Illinois University. I've given you the URL for that in your digital handout. Go to it, because you can see how they lay out the program. You got a music core, okay, your music theory, conducting, and so forth. Then you got a business core, introduction to computers, introduction to accounting. Then you've got music business courses, introduction to music business, music publishing, and then they show you how this can be laid out over the semester. So this will give you a good idea of what type of things that you will do as you go to a school with both music and music business. Mesa Community College is in Arizona. And this is a two-year school. And the way they lay it out is you're going to be there for only 2 years and you're getting an associate degree. But the first semester you would be oriented towards your production. Then the second one, performance. Then marketing. And then finally your music business emphasis. So this is something that they set up, which is cool. Well, we all want to get into those two little things that are oscillating on the screen right now, okay? Mainly the dollars, okay? Because obviously you do want to eat and have some money. So some things that are out there and how much do they make? Well, if you're an artist manager or a business manager, you're talking from $27,000 to $88,000. Okay, if you're getting involved with marketing and sales, you're getting pretty high bread because you're talking $129,000 to approximately $119,000. Basically, they make an average of around $67,000 a year. If you're getting involved with the sound engineering and tech, if you want to be working aboard or getting involved with the technical engineering aspects, you're talking between $22,000 and $97,000 over total. And what I did was I went with my statistics back a bit. I went with May 2012 because I wanted to give you figures that were relatively conservative a few years back so you can get an overview of how much money you're going to make as you go out. Now, this is a parent organization. It improves sales and industry communications. Folks, go to that site because I want you to see the types of things that you're going to be involved with. And I pulled up this site because I wanted to show you some of the things that they are talking about now. If you go to a NAMM session, you're going to end up finding things about such things as essential tips for selling on Amazon and eBay. Okay? There is where this machine is changing our lives in the music business industry. Because it used to be it was the corner store that sold the instruments. Not anymore. Okay? Always greet the customer, no exceptions. You know, I went to that one because I thought about when many times I've gone to music. You ever go in a music store? Okay, what do you get when you walk in the door? How do they treat you when you walk in? Do you have a salesman that's on you like gangbusters? Or do you find somebody that ignores you? Or somebody who allows you to browse and will answer your question and isn't shoving you to do something? This is an important aspect to think about if you're in the music business industry, because obviously I have my option then of walking out the door if I don't like it. But these are the type of topics that you might be considering as you start to get involved with that business and going out. They run the damn young professionals. This is a group of individuals who are under 40 years old. And I've given you the URL for that. Go to it and look for it in your handout. Because what will be cool about this is that then you can find out if you're under 40 and you're working with these individuals that belong in the organization, they promote themselves out and they can communicate so they can get many jobs that are out there. Generation Next is new. It's being run by the College Music Society. They work in Anaheim. They have internships out there for the college students to go out. The kids get classes in resume building, internships, working with types of jobs, interview techniques, and that is out there for you. And then the other thing NAM has is they work with the NAM Foundation. And what they are doing is they celebrate and promote the intrinsic value of music education. They are a broad view type of organization. Because obviously if music education is succeeding in the schools, then they're going to be selling instruments, music, whatever. Okay, so in a way they're in it for themselves, but it's an important aspect to look at. Accreditation. Accreditation is an important new aspect. What it does is they come in and look at your school and they will find if it's of value, they will recommend improvements this will also give you a fantastic thing to look at as you look at a school, because then you will know if it's got some quality associated with it. One group is the ABET, the Accreditation Board for Engineering and Technology. And they look at the school, they have periodic evaluations, teams go out as professionals, and they look at the curriculum, the faculty quality, and the course content that is there, and then they set various goals for the graduates to go out. Another one which is very important to look at is the AACSB. This is an organization that has the highest quality faculty relevant. They have challenging curriculum, and they provide great opportunities that are not found at other music business schools. So you want to look at the AACSB because the Association to Advance Collegiate Schools of Business is a premier organization. You want to look at it. Notice it doesn't say anything about music, but this is the direction they go. NASM, N-A-S-M. Okay, National Association of Schools of Music. This is another organization that evaluates the School of Music itself. And so, again, they look at the facilities, the equipment, the curriculum, facility, and so forth, and that is another way of doing the accreditation. And the last one I'm going to mention to you is the ACCSC. That's the Accreditation Commission for Career Schools and Colleges. And this organization is recognized by the United States Department of Education. Okay, it's a very important aspect, because what you can do then, if it's recognized by the state and the federal aspect, there's money available, okay, which is something that will help very much to you if you are looking for grant money or sometimes scholarships. So, you've been a fantastic audience, okay, if you've got through that 45 minutes that I went through. So I'm very, very, very pleased to have you here. If you have questions, or I can help you, that website is up for you. Okay? Go do it. Okay? Email me. I'm fascinated about the topic. Okay? I'm really fascinated. I'm hot about the topic. Okay? So if you've got a question I can help you, I'll do some research for you and make sure that I can communicate that to you. So thank you very much.